that new song, I don't even know all of it. I just know the words. Your love is extravagant. Friendship, it is intimate. You know, I'm like, ready to praise, ready to praise. All right, let's stand our feet. Father God, our hearts are buzzing because we are so excited to come into your presence and worship you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are worthy of all praise. And Lord, we come before you and we just offer you our hearts, our precious.
Good evening. Is that going to work, Shelly, being down on the ground? Did we mess you up? I forgot about that. We can move up if we need to. It's your call. We're good? Everyone doing? Good. Man, you're all perky tonight. I don't know if it's because you're excited to fellowship and share or if you're excited that it's over. Which one is it? You know, Karen asked you last week to be praying for the direction for what's ahead, and I really, really appreciate that. I felt like I was in a fog, and it cleared after last Monday, so I'm excited about that. You know, it's always interesting because some of you, you're ready for the break. You're excited about the break, and I understand that. And then there's some women, I was just talking to a gal today, you know, she's newer in the Lord, and she's like, we're stopping, you know, like, what am I going to do now? And I love that too. And so it's always just interesting trying to balance that and see what's going to work. So with that, do not like hold me to this because, you know, things could change. But what I'm sensing and the direction that we're going to be going is we're going to take this month off. How many of you are going to go to the retreat? Raise your hand. Oh, yay. I love you. Good. You're just going to have a great time. I'm really, really excited about it. So you've got a couple weeks. You've got Easter. We'll go to the retreat together. And then in May, I think in May, we're going to do some type of little mini series. And I know for sure that I want to show an amazing teaching that Sandy McIntosh did last year at the Women to Women Conference on marriage. And I want to show that for sure. And if you're not married, you still want to come because there's much to glean for when you do get married or things you can apply in other areas of your life. Really, I mean, that really is true. There's so much in marriage that really applies in just the body of Christ and in relationships as a whole. So you're not going to want to miss that. I probably one night, I want to spend some time in prayer with you ladies. I would love to just have a night of prayer and praise and just really seek the Lord. So May, we'll get together. And Lord willing, at the retreat, we will actually have a flyer with everything we're going to do and have it mapped out. The one thing that I know for sure that I'm very, very, very excited about is that the summer series seems to work with you gals, with a lot of gals and gals that can't come during the fall but that can come in the summer. But it works to have it where there's a teaching and then optional Bible study. Some of you, you've got the time and you want to be in a Bible study in the summer, and some of you, you know, you want to do your own thing, you want to break from that. So we like having that alternative. So in the summer, July and August, on Monday nights, we're going to have Ann Graham Lotz, a teaching series by Ann Graham Lotz that's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. So we'll have an hour-long teaching with her, and there is a workbook that you can purchase, and I would encourage you to do that for Bible study in the summer. So we've got some plans. We won't leave you hanging till next January if you're worried about that. So I'm excited and looking forward to what God's going to do. Okay. So we're going to have, I kind of messed up last week because I was like envisioning we were all in here all night long sharing and forgot that, you know, you'd want time in your groups and your group leaders want time with you. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just quickly, very, very quickly give you a capsule, a reminder of what each chapter was about. And then I've asked three ladies to come up and share a nugget that'll kind of give you a feel of how you do that. And then we're going to partake of communion together, and then you're going to have a good hour in your groups to have fellowship and sharing in there, okay? So just kind of reminiscing over what we studied in 1st and 2nd Peter. The Bible study was called Hope in Action. And does anybody remember the definition of hope? Stand up and say it really loud if you remember. Oh, come on, I expected all of you to stand to your feet. Margie. Yes, let's say that together. The absolute expectation of coming good. Now, does that mean we just sit around and hope and you know, expectantly wait? No, we learn from Peter that it's a hope that we put into action, that we walk and talk, and we're going about life because of this living hope that we have. It motivates us to act. And so chapter 1 was living in hope. And remember in chapter 1, basically he said, hey, you're going to have trials. There's going to be hardships in life, but it's for a purpose. It's not in vain. And the purpose is that it would test us to see if our faith was genuine and to work good in our lives to transform us. We were reminded in chapter 1 that we live on the edge of eternity and we have an inheritance waiting. Chapter 2 was walking in hope. Oh, that chapter, I love that chapter. We were motivated to have a pure life of holiness. Peter encouraged us to have a pure love. Remember about that, to love one another sincerely and have that love for one another. So there was a pure life, a pure love, and a pure milk, desiring the pure milk of the Word. We were told, remember, to lay aside the bad behavior and the hypocrisy and the evil speech, and let's walk the talk. Let's love one another and be like the Lord. Chapter 3, submitting in hope. That was a hefty chapter. Remember that one? So we learned about submission in our relationship to God, in relationship to government and leadership, in your marriage if you're married, and also just in the body of Christ, that mutual submission to one another, to honor the Lord. We were also told that the emphasis in our lives should be on the inner beauty. Remember, of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. We were also told in chapter 3 that it was better to suffer for good than for evil. Chapter 4, suffering in hope. We were reminded that the end is at hand and that we're to be serious and watchful in prayer. In chapter 4, we are told, above all things, have that fervent love for one another. Remember, we talked about that and how love covers a multitude of sin. We were encouraged to be hospitable without grumbling and complaining, and to be good stewards of those amazing, wonderful gifts that He has given each one of us. So that was it's been so rich, so full. Chapter 5, serving in hope. Remember, we just laid out what is a servant, and we talked about a bunch of different traits of a servant, that you serve willingly, eagerly, submissively, vigilantly, steadfastly, and humbly. And remember, Peter told us that God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. We were also encouraged to cast our cares. 2 Peter chapter 1, His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Yes, and that there's these exceeding, great, precious promises for us. And that if we take a hold of that and walk in it, that we'll be fruitful, that we won't be barren. And we were told in that to add to our faith because of what God's done, because of what is at our right there for us to take hold of. Let's add to our faith and let's mature in our walks with the Lord. Chapter 2 was all about false teaching, false doctrine, and to be aware of it. Be aware and understand and be careful about that. And then chapter 3, Peter reminded us that, you know what, a lot of people, they're going to mock us. They're going to say, yeah, Jesus is never coming back. It's been so long. And Peter really encouraged our hearts that God is not slack, but that He is long-suffering and that He has such an amazing love for the world, that He does not desire that any should perish, but that all would come to everlasting life. So it's been awesome. It's been rich. And I've loved being with you, and I look forward to what's ahead. So with that, I would like Una to come up, and she's going to share with us.
The study for me, I really took it personally. And I look at Peter, and I saw Peter throughout Jesus' ministry, throughout his death on the cross, and throughout his resurrection. And Peter was commissioned to feed me. So it's like my heart was open to see what the Lord, what this true gospel has been saying to me. And it's like I look within myself to find what it's saying, really saying to me. It's like I took an inventory of my life. So I said the Gospel of Peter has been a blessing to many areas of my life. These two books are very enlightening. They have shown me how to live a godly life. First, they gave me a chance to take a look of who I am in Christ. I must be holy because he's holy. I was bought by his precious blood. I have accepted him as my personal savior, and he has given me eternal life. Today, I walk in hope because I was elected from before the world was formed. The Lord called me out of darkness into his wonderful light. He said, I am from a royal priesthood. I am a living stone. Christ is the cornerstone, and I am part of his temple. Thank you, Father. What a blessed hope I have in you. Because when I think of who my Father is, my hope, my dreams, my walk, it is so great just knowing who my Father is. I am a wife of 40 years. I am not perfect. This study has touched this area of my life. It gave me a chance to assess areas of submission. I realized I have room for improvements. It showed me I could refine and polish my submission and patience a little more. One of these days, I might even call my husband Lord, like Sarah refers to Abraham. In my Christian walk, I know there will be trials. Now that I'm in Christ and he's living inside of me, I will be strengthened by his word and promises. Also, I will be sustained by his mercy, his grace. He gives me hope, security, and peace. I said throughout the study, I took an inventory of all the Lord has done for me. These are just a few I have listed. I said he selected me before the world was formed. He paid for me with his precious blood upon the cross. He gave me the gift of eternal life. I have an inheritance in him, which he protects. It is indestructible. It is imperishable. He has shown me grace, mercy, forgiveness, and guidance throughout my life. I couldn't have made it without him. I can come to the throne of grace at any time and as many times as I want. He watches over me and he gives me every breath that I take. I know that, and I don't take it for granted. My Father's love is extraordinary, overflowing in abundance. Sometimes it's incomprehensible, immeasurable, and sometimes it's undeserving, his love. He said, I am precious more than gold. I am so happy that he called me. I am committed to serve him and to do his will. And I said, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me without counting the cost. Amen.
Okay, actually, Debbie Cracchiolo. And then Margie, just come up after her.
I'm glad this is down here. So I'm nervous, really nervous. First of all, I just want to say that it's been a really incredibly special year for me personally. I don't know if you know this, but before all of you come to the study, we have a leaders meeting, and I'm, along with Holly, in charge of all of the leaders and assistants. Is that thing echoing? Yeah. And so it's been an incredible, incredible time just being in that group, and I have the best group because all of your leaders and assistants are in my group, and so they can never come without their answers done. They're always prepared, and the time in that group is just rich. And another really special thing, and this has never happened before, is I have three daughters, and two of my daughters, and I'm sure that they're here tonight, but they are also coming to the study, and that's like an incredible thing, to be able to come to a study with your daughters. For me, the word hope has just an incredible different meaning. It's funny that you said the definition because I have it written down here. But often when I thought about hope, I thought, oh, faith, hope, and love. It kind of all goes together. And I never really gave too much to hope. I always thought faith and love. But hope is, the definition that I have is a desire accompanied by expectation. And that expectation is the Lord Jesus Christ, because that's what the dictionary says. But if you go to the word in 1 Timothy 1:1, it says that the Lord Jesus Christ is our hope. And so for me, hope in action is, I just kind of replace it as Jesus in me in action. And so whatever the living, the walking, the submitting, it was like incredible. I know we, in our leaders meeting, just kind of said, wow, this is just incredible, all the things that we're learning. But it's not just me doing it, it's Christ in me. He is that hope, whatever situation that I'm in. And he's the anchor. They always have the cross in the heart. He is our anchor. So that's been really, really exciting, because I just have a new love for the word hope, because it's Christ and it's all that he's going to do. And one of the things that the Lord just kind of really did over this time frame is there's a scripture that I want to read. And just whenever you're going through something, it always seems like the Lord's going to give you a trial or something where you have to apply it. And this was one of the lessons. And it actually was in the fifth chapter, but it happened probably in the third and fourth chapter, and it kind of came to fruition. It's been a kind of a hard year in my family. Some things have happened in our family, and we came across a trial. But I want to read the scripture first, because that really says it. And it's 1 Peter 5:6-7. It says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. And I really, really experienced that over these last couple months. There was a situation where, I'm not going to go into a lot of details, but there was a trial with one of my daughters, and there was a test that had to be done, and a medical test. And it was basically said that you're going to have to wait a whole month to get these results. And the test was not going to, it had to be good. If it was bad, it was not going to be a good thing. And just that waiting, just that casting my cares upon him. And that was just an incredible thing, because the Lord put me and my family in a situation where we could not do anything about it. We had to totally surrender to him. And the part that really stood out, and as I was looking over this last couple of days, is the part about humbling yourself. And that's a hard thing, is humbling to say, Lord, I really need you. I can't do anything about this. Humbling yourself to say, I can't do this, friends. I need you to pray for me. it's that humbling where he wants us to get to that point where we have totally just surrendered, where there is no other option. And then he comes in, and that's where we can cast everything. And then the result is that joy and that peace. And praise the Lord, the test came out great. Everything is great. But it was that waiting time of not knowing. And that's a lot of times where he has us. And I could have been anxious. I could have been weary. But, you know, he tells us, cast your cares. So for me, my hope in action is casting my cares on him. Because whatever we go through, and we're all going to come up with trials, and things are going to happen in our lives. And if we are trying to do it on our own, it's not going to work. So that's for me.
I'm short. There we go. Well, what a blessing to be up here to share tonight. And I'm sad. I don't know about you, but I'm sad, Denise. It has been a joy. And for me, this study has been life-changing. I hope that you all sit here today changed by what God has shown us in his word over the last 8 or 9 weeks. And I was called by the Lord tonight to stir us up by way of reminder, just like Peter did in his second epistle. And the Lord must want us to remember what we've learned, because it's very similar to what Denise shared with you. But God called me to share our memory verses, to go back over what we've learned. And Denise set the tone with hope being the absolute expectation of coming good, and that's how we are to live. And I was thinking, if we're caught up in the air on Easter, are you ready? Because that is the absolute expectation of coming good. That is the reality, that one day we're going to be caught up in the air and we're going to be with Jesus. And we need to be ready at any moment for that to happen. And how exciting that we're ending up here as we move into Easter. God timed the study perfectly. So hope is the absolute expectation of coming good. And our action, my action, is the response to what I already know and believe, and to walk in that practically and victoriously in my life, knowing that no matter what, there is the absolute expectation of coming good. So how do we live in hope? And that was 1 Peter 1:15, 16 that tells us to be holy as he is holy. I took that very seriously. We're to keep a loose grip on this world and the things of this world, and remember that we're just foreigners here, just passing through, and our real home is in heaven. Praise the Lord. And how do we walk in hope? 1 Peter 2, 2-3, we crave his word. Do you have a new hunger and thirst for his word? I do. I've been asking him for it. If you ask him, he'll give it to you. And I can't help but forget what Heather Mercer shared with us too. What we cultivate in the common, we extract in the crisis. And how true are those words as we crave the pure spiritual milk as necessary for what we go through. And also the reminder that we're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We are God's own special women. Praise the Lord. And how do we submit in hope? Probably like most of you, I think, Denise, this was the most challenging for all of us as wives and women. 1 Peter 3:4, with a gentle and quiet spirit, submitting. I'm so glad we're going to be doing a follow-up teaching on marriage. We all needed to hear that, to respond to those the Lord has placed over us, especially our husbands, with a gentle and quiet spirit. And Denise's reminder to be careful of our actions, attitudes, and remember that people are attracted to who we are on the inside. And how do we suffer in hope? We don't give up. 1 Peter 4:19 says, keep on doing what is right, not giving up, walking forward in victory, trusting God, and yielding to the powerful work of his Holy Spirit. And I don't know if you remember in that chapter, it was so awesome as we studied the attributes of the Holy Spirit, his character, and what he can do for us, and how we can tap into his power. And that's how we keep on going. And then how do we serve in hope? Humbly. And Denise, I wrote down, serve willingly, eagerly, submissively, diligently, and soberly, and steadfastly. Just like Jesus served, with humility, with washing the feet of others. And how do we grow in hope? Debbie was mighty, wasn't she, with her lamp? Will you ever forget the lamp? We plug into his power. That's what we do. 2 Peter 1:3.
rely on his divine power for all that we need for life and godliness. It's not up to us. It's up to us to rely on his power. And then, of course, receive all the great and precious promises that his word holds for our life. To me, that's truly hope in action, is receiving those precious promises. And how do we stand in hope? Marianne, awesome. Protect the truth. 2 Peter 2:9. Remember that God is the one that rescues us, and the importance of truth in the last days. Marianne exhorted us to be Bereans, careful of false teachings that surround our world today. And I have to repeat this because it was so important. I wrote it down. And how do we do that? As a reminder, we ask ourselves, did Jesus do it or teach it? Did they practice it in the book of Acts? And can you find it in the epistles as a truth to hold on to? I thought those were three valuable points for us to look at as we seriously, in these last days, strive to protect the truth that God has given us in his word. And then watching in hope. I think 2 Peter chapter 3 was my favorite, and I was sick that week. But still, I got to listen to Denise online, praise the Lord, and trust that the Lord's timing is perfect, but we are to be about his business. We are to be about sharing Jesus with others, and what an opportunity we have to do that this Sunday as we invite people to Good Friday and Easter services. This is a perfect time for us to put our hope in action and to share Jesus with everyone we come in contact with, that all should come to repentance. And I don't know about you, but I was blown away by the fact that we could make a difference and actually hasten the Lord's return as we're obedient to do what he's called us to do. So ladies, I just tell you, just continue to be stirred up. As Denise shared, you know, the study doesn't end here. We were praying earlier, the work continues on. Be there for one another. Encourage one another. Call one another on the phone and get in God's word. Thank you.
On that last note, Mark, you said, I really do encourage you, be spontaneous. You know, you've made friendships here. Call one another up. You know, get together on your own. There's lots of even small, great book kind of with a study guide that you can even do. And if you have questions about that, ask Marianne. So we want to end with communion and remembering, as we talked about this whole evening, is remembering what we've learned. So what a great way to end, by remembering what he did on the cross for us. So Jamie's going to lead us in a song. I'm going to pray in a second, and we'll go ahead and have the gals that are set up to do that go ahead and pass out both the cup and the bread at the same time. So let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, Lord, for your word that is living and powerful. And Lord, we thank you that it goes down deep. Lord, that it cuts through. Lord, that it brings healing to our lives, Lord, that it rids us of the things that harm us or encumber us or weigh us down. And Lord, I just thank you for every woman here, how precious they are. And Lord, pray that the fruit would abound. And so Lord, now we just set our mind and our heart on you and praise you for all that you've done. So go ahead and let's worship. They'll pass it out, and after that we'll partake together. Father, for your son, thank you for what, Lord Jesus, you accomplished on the cross. And we want to take a moment before we partake to confess our sin to you, Lord. Father, thank you that we can run to your throne of grace. Lord, thank you for forgiveness. And so if there's areas in our life, if there's sin that we have not confessed, Lord, we thank you that you promise that your blood washes us clean like snow, white as snow. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." So let's go ahead and partake. And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Thank you, Jesus. Let's all stand.
There's that song again. I'm undone. Don't you just go ahead and have a seat? Don't you just want to keep going and going? I'm going to look at your faces for a moment because I too am very sad. This has been an incredible blessing for me, and I just, yeah. So, okay. Ladies, we just take a moment to thank the ladies in the sound room for serving us during this Bible study. They've been here at 5 most Mondays getting ready for us, so what a blessing. And also, let's thank the worship team. So blessed at Calvary Chapel Vista. We just have awesome worship. It's great. So, we have the retreat coming up, piecing it all together, and I have the hope of coming. Good, I can't get it out, for the retreat, that God's going to piece it all together for me. I have a few things in my life going on that I'm like, okay, I think this is appropriate. I want to get some things. Can I at least have one puzzle piece in there, Lord? So, it's exciting. Christine is here tonight. If you want to make a payment, you can. If you want to sign up, you can. She's out at the table afterward. And also, the balance will be due by April 15th. Remember that we will not be having registration on Sunday because it's Easter, but you can register this Wednesday night and the following Sunday. And that brings us to Good Friday and Easter. We have a Good Friday service here this Friday at 6 o'clock? 6:30? Thank you. I didn't write that down. And also Easter in the Park at 9 o'clock, and it's so exciting. There's flyers out on the counter. Be sure to invite a friend. It's just a really neat time. And we're going to have two or more sharing in worship on Good Friday, and then our own worship band will be doing worship on Easter. So, with, of course, an amazing gospel message. So, okay. And Denise also talked about the upcoming events. Monday, May 15th, will be the ladies' night out that she's talking about. There'll be a flyer with details, and you can pass that out to your friends too. And I just want to encourage you for the marriage that she was talking about, Sandy McIntosh. Whether you're single or married, I mean, we all have to submit to somebody, right? So if you're single, come. You know, there's stuff that we can totally apply to our lives because we are married in Christ, to Christ. And so I encourage you to come. I'm looking forward to that myself. And also remember on the website that these Bible studies that we've just gone through, they're archived. So maybe you want to get a refresher. You can go online and visit that again, or maybe you want to share it with a friend. You can direct them to it or invite them over and watch it together. So just remember that. And then also in your group time tonight, I just need to remind you that, you know what, we all have a lot to share. So so that everyone gets a chance to share their nugget tonight. Just be brief and make sure everyone gets a chance to share. So I just want to keep you all here, but God bless you, ladies, and enjoy your group time. Thank you. Thank you.